Welcome back to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. Joining me in studio today are my co-hosts, Pamela Ferguson and Vanessa Roll. Have you ever noticed how quickly people are willing to give advice, form opinions, or respond before they've really listened? We live in a world where everyone has something to say, yet very few people truly listen. Proverbs chapter 18 reminds us that wisdom isn't just found in speaking well. It is found in listening well, seeking understanding, and responding with discernment. It also reminds us that our greatest security is not found in our possessions or abilities, but in the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Today, we'll discover that wisdom often begins not with having the right answers, but with asking the right questions, listening carefully, and placing our confidence in God. So, it's that time now. Get your coffee, your tea, your favorite drink, whether it's coconut water, a nice freshly made lemonade, and join Pam and Vanessa and I on this journey of Proverbs chapter 18. Before you speak, the wisdom of listening. Welcome, ladies.
Hi, Tamara.
Good to be here.
Good to be here, too.
Do you feel like I feel on this Proverbs journey, getting reshaped and transformed, and in your daily life, actually hearing yourself go through the words of Proverbs in your mind and readjusting your attitudes, aligning your heart with God's word?
Yes. I'm loving it.
Every week, it seems like the Lord looks at my life and says, this is where you are, fix it, or let's deal with situations in your life. And I'm like, Lord, you're reading me like a book.
Yeah. I would go through a situation, and then after I went through it, I am measuring myself to the word of God and asking, did you deal with that the way that God would have you, Pam? And sometimes it's yes.
sometimes I'm working on it.
Go back and fix it.
Like Steve Harvey said, he's still working on me.
Yes.
But I'm loving the journey. I'm loving the stories, and I'm loving how just looking at God's word, a lot of times we hear things and we think it's gospel. But when we look at the scripture, and we ask God for his wisdom, I am just loving this experience of how he is helping to mold and shape me into the person that he would have me to be. And I'm praying and trusting God that even as we open ourselves up to be used by God, that we are a blessing to others out there, and inspiring them and motivating them to get into the word of God and learn for themselves what God is saying to them.
Yes, yes, definitely. So ladies, wisdom begins with humility before God. We listen because we do not possess all truth within ourselves, and we depend upon the God who is truth. Proverbs says, it is foolish to answer before listening. Why is listening becoming such a rare but valuable skill today?
We live in a quick society. We want things to be done instantly. And so listening is becoming rare because we want the quick reply and we want the quick fix. But it's so important, like you mentioned in Proverbs chapter 13, where God said to answer before listening. And you know what? A lot of times we think listening is the same as hearing, but it's not. You can hear somebody say something, but you really didn't listen to what came out of their mouths. I remember a couple of years ago, a family friend came over and we were just hanging out in the kitchen, talking, laughing. And then the family friend said something. I heard them and I listened, but I didn't pause because there were other persons around. Forgot about it. The next morning, I'm starting my day and the Lord brought it back to me, what they said. I called them and I asked them how everything was going. And I reminded them of what they said the day before, just in passing. Mm-hmm. And they burst out in tears.
Wow.
And they said nobody had asked them how they were doing. And that's why, you know, I feel it's so important not just to hear, but to listen to what people say. And that requires us slowing down mm-hmm. so that we can really discern what is going on and to be used of God to provide help.
Yes. And when you listen, you can feel somebody's heart. Mm-hmm. If you're only in the conversation to respond, you're only getting out what is on your heart, mm-hmm. but you have no empathy or no feeling for the other person who's giving you a piece of themselves. Mm-hmm. And so listening, it makes you in tune with someone's heart, because out of the mouth, that's how the heart speaks.
Yes, yes. Recently, I've been doing some self-evaluation and just doing some courses for professional development, communication courses and so forth in various places. One of the courses I did, I realized that when someone is talking, if they go over a certain time, I begin having internal thoughts. I'm processing a lot of other things while they are talking and becoming impatient in saying, you know, like, let's get to the end of this. Even in my relationship with my husband, he is a storyteller. And so when he shares about something, he's very detailed with it. Mm-hmm. He feels deeply. So in his friendships and relationships, he remembers so much about the person because that's his personality. God gave him this gift that he can recall facts and give details and mm-hmm. and make it, you know. And I used to find myself saying, tell me the end of the story.
Yeah.
And
get
then
to the point.
Get to the point. Yeah. And then you can embellish on. And he'll be like, no, I'm trying to get to the story. And he is adamant that he doesn't want to move ahead. Mm-hmm. He wants to say it the way. So in that, I'm learning, even after 26 years of marriage, that I really need to pull back. You know, when you're growing up with family, you're busy, you're a working mother, you're dealing with the children going from this place to the next place. You have church responsibilities. So you have varying things going on and it's difficult to pull yourself together for 5 minutes to listen mm-hmm. carefully, mm-hmm. even to my spouse. So I'm really now being very, very intentional in my relationships with others to sit, control those internal thoughts and really just give them my full attention. And I think that's the way the Lord wants us to have it. Mm-hmm. He spent time with others. Watch how Jesus did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He didn't rush his connections.
No.
We met that woman at the well. He mm-hmm. took time with
all. Yes. And you know what is an important point as well? He asks questions.
Yeah.
He knew the answer already, mm-hmm. but he asks questions because he wanted us or the person that he was dealing with to give him the answer.
Yeah.
You mentioned the woman at the well, blind Bartimaeus. He was on the side of the street crying out for Jesus. And when Jesus asked him to come, he said, what do you want me to do for you?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus knew he was blind, but he wanted him to tell him what he wanted Jesus to do. So a part of listening is also to ask questions because you want to understand exactly what is going on.
Yeah, the Lord, God himself, our Father, He is a great communicator. Mm-hmm. He tells us what he wants in story. Mm-hmm. And we, his children, this is why we miss so much.
Yes.
Because we don't want to take the time to engage, even in our private, quiet time. Mm-hmm. We don't tarry long enough in communication to hear what the Lord is saying. And so as human beings, sometimes we feel like we're on this hamster wheel. We're going. But I think what I'm seeing in this Proverbs is we need to take time.
Slow down.
Slow it down. Mm-hmm. And be intentional mm-hmm. about hearing the heart of those who are sharing with us. Ladies, God calls his people to pursue truth mm-hmm. patiently and justly. And sometimes we make quick assumptions, and these quick assumptions often reveal confidence in ourselves more than trust in God's wisdom. Proverbs 18:17 reminds us that every story has another side. Mm-hmm. Now, you remember when we were small, when you come with your story, what your mommy say, I want to hear this one side now, mm-hmm. right? So every story has a side. How can we become better at seeking truth instead of simply accepting the first version we hear?
Yeah.
Say, don't be quick to form judgment.
There's a saying, everything you need is in the Word.
Yes. Mm.
Everything you need to live a productive life is in the Word. The same verse you're talking about, Tamara, Proverbs 18, verse 17. In a lawsuit, the first to speak seems right mm-hmm. until someone comes forward and cross-examines.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it throughout Proverbs. It's important to just pause. Pause before you decide. Even dealing with loved ones, someone may come to you and give you their side of the story. And it doesn't necessarily have to be right. It's so important to listen to both sides and determine the way that you ought to go.
Yeah, I believe even, you know, when husbands and wives have their arguments, you know, someone with the authority always wants to say, well, I am right, without hearing out the other person. But it's not only hearing out, but also having the wisdom of God to say, well, you know, she does have a point. Let me ponder on that for a moment. You know, or he does have a point. And it's asking the Lord to show us the wisdom in what each other has to say. Because mm-hmm. sometimes we can both be wrong, or we can mm-hmm. both be right. Mm-hmm. It depends on the situation. So we always have to ask the Lord for his discernment when we have arguments or questions that need answers too. Recently, my son has been asking for something, you know, and I told him, I said, you know, pray about it. And I'm going to pray about it. And he had a long discussion with me why he think this should be this way. And I said, I hear your heart. I see your heart, but I don't see it the way you see it. Pray about it, you know. And he prayed, but he was adamant. And then I said, let me pray some more. And I prayed, and then I had a dream. And when I had the dream, I told him the interpretation of the dream. And he said, pray some more, mommy. Because it didn't turn out in his favor.
Yeah.
It didn't turn out in his favor. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we are so strong on what we believe is our right or mm-hmm. our decision to make. We don't want to hear from God, or we don't want to yield mm-hmm. to the other person. So we have to be careful that when we seek the truth of the Lord, we mm-hmm. also want to hear what God has to say.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big barrier to us moving ahead in truth. You know, our own hearts deceive us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Bible says that the heart is deceitful mm-hmm. and desperately wicked. Mm-hmm. Who can know it? We have our own, from our backgrounds, our philosophies, there are some things that we determine is truth based on our interactions with the Word, with others, and our beliefs. Those things, when God tests us, shows exactly where we are.
Yeah.
You know, we feel we know, or we feel that's what we want. And it's all about feelings. Mm-hmm. Even when someone approaches you with a situation, sometimes we react emotionally because past rejection, mm-hmm. past hurt, you know, neuroscience says if you expose your brain to certain responses over time, even though the situation not be threatening, but because you've been acting mm-hmm. at a high level in threat for so long, mm-hmm. you respond to that situation yeah. as if you were being threatened. And that puts strain on relationships.
And that's why it's so important to surrender.
Yes.
To God. Surrender all that we want to be to Him and allow Him to lead and direct us. Mm-hmm. Because we, like you mentioned, we have our own desires.
Yeah.
And if we go with our desires, it will overpower what God wants to do in our lives if we don't surrender. And then we just listen, not to be so quick. Because like I mentioned, sometimes people are talking to us, but because we are not listening to them, because we misunderstand them, then we fill the blanks with assumptions. And when you do that, that can cause problems because it's not necessarily the right thing.
It's mm-hmm. a dependence upon the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I was talking to my husband recently about a meeting, and he had interpreted some responses in a very negative way. And, you know, after sleeping on it, I got up the following morning and I said to him, I said, you know, the enemy means a lot of things for bad. Mm-hmm. I said, there's a lot of good that can come out or came out of this meeting. I said, don't respond to the negative.
Right.
I said, the Holy Spirit is at work even in something that seems difficult in hearing and communicating with other leaders. I said, watch how the Lord will work it out. The Holy mm-hmm. Spirit is going to show you. By 10 o'clock, he was calling me and saying, you know, this happened. Mm-hmm. This has been corrected and the communication has been cleared up. Mm-hmm. We have to trust the Lord yes. within these situations mm-hmm. to work out His truth mm-hmm. while we're dealing with our emotions.
Yes. Yes. and not be so quick
yeah.
to judge.
Yeah.
See, that quick judgment, if we don't spend the time to listen and to hear what God has mm-hmm. to say to us and we rush into quick judgment, it put a strain on relationships. It's important for us to be patient
yeah.
and try to get to the understanding of the matter in truth.
Yes, yes, definitely. Ladies, every earthly refuge can fail, but the Lord remains a strong tower. Our security rests in His sovereign and unchanging character. Proverbs 18:10, it's one of my favorite. The name of the Lord mm-hmm. is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are
safe.
Mm-hmm. Where do people tend to look for security today? And why is God's security different?
Well, people like to look to money for security.
Mm-hmm.
Money and wealth are the things that are foremost in most people's mind. If they mm-hmm. can have that, they figure they will be set. They will be mm-hmm. straight. But money is not secure. You can have money and still not know what to do with it.
That's
you can
true.
Have money and still be perplexed as what is your next move. Mm-hmm. Money does not answer. It answers all things in terms of needs,
yeah.
but it doesn't give you the security you mm-hmm. need mm-hmm. in this life. It doesn't give you, it doesn't fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people want money for comfort, mm-hmm. but that's not that in itself is not enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Money does provide comfort. It provides comfort, but only God can provide true security. I mean, think about it. We tell people you should save, you should invest. When we engage in financial planning, these are all important gifts, and we are stewarding over what God has given us. Mm-hmm. But they cannot protect us from every storm or every fear. Mm-hmm. And that's why we ought to put our trust in God, because He is steady and He is faithful.
Oh, yes.
And He can hold us up in ways that money cannot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Things change. We put our trust in status, in our mm-hmm. position. But these things can change overnight. Mm-hmm. And if we put our trust only in these things, when difficulty comes, we're going to be fragile.
Yes.
And we'll break. And so it's important to put our trust in God. Yes, these things are important, but they're in and of themselves, there's nothing wrong with it. But if we only put our trust in these things, money and status and position, then we are on shaky ground.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we talk about wisdom and folly mm-hmm. in the book of Proverbs. And while you were speaking, Pam, about storms, I remember that song, "The Foolish Man Built His House Upon the Sand, mm-hmm. the Wise Man Built His House upon the rock." Mm-hmm. So build your house mm-hmm. on the Lord Jesus yes. Christ. Mm-hmm. He's a firm foundation. Mm-hmm. He's a solid rock. He's a strong tower. And we will be faced with many things in life. Some things money can't even help us over.
Mm-hmm.
Money cannot help us over. But if we are anchored in God's truth, we talked about truth earlier, in God's word, even though initially there will be an emotional response, we will receive comfort from the Holy Spirit,
yep.
understanding that, hey, God remains my very present help. During COVID, almost every earthly system was shaken.
mm-hmm.
That was a test
yeah.
run.
Mm-hmm.
From the hospitals mm-hmm. to the banking system,
yeah.
everything was almost like, nothing can help us.
Right.
We had to be locked down. Even our freedom was on shaky ground. And when you consider that, hey, something can happen overnight.
Right.
And ain't no amount of money could change the situation.
Exactly.
No, I don't care how much money you have. It could not change the situation. And they call it what? An act of God.
Yeah.
So we have to really be reminded as believers, that trusting God doesn't remove the storms, but it gives us confidence while walking through
yeah,
them.
Yeah. And sometimes we put our faith and our trust in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's good to have people to encourage us, to love us, to support us, but people are humans and they were never designed to be our ultimate source
right.
of peace.
Yeah.
Only God can do that, because what does the scripture say? The arms of flesh
will fail you.
Mm-hmm. will fail you.
I remember sharing with someone recently and it really hit home. There's only one person who made a promise that they will never leave us nor forsake us. And He is the only mm-hmm. one who was able to keep that promise.
Yes.
Spouse only could go with you so far. Children could only go with
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Siblings, your mm-hmm. job. Because a lot of people, when they reach retirement, that's mm-hmm. a whole emotional and mental
yeah.
reckoning mm-hmm. day. So we have to be fixed and determined in our hearts that is in God we trust and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies, Proverbs 18 teaches that wisdom begins with understanding before speaking.
Mm-hmm.
How can becoming more curious improve our relationships and decision making?
My husband would tell me sometimes that I'm nosy. And I tell him, I am not nosy.
You're curious,
I am a curious person. I like to know.
Tell me why you use that word.
I like to know about the situation before I form an opinion on it. Right? But you know, curiosity, I believe, keeps our hearts teachable and growing. Mm-hmm. Because we don't know everything. I mean, we've been saying that throughout our study of Proverbs. There's some people who believe that they know everything, but we don't know everything. And when we are curious, we are keeping our minds and our hearts open so that we can listen, ask the right questions, and come to the right conclusions.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. You know, you mentioned earlier, but Jesus frequently taught through questions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a type of God we serve. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, it wasn't for him. He knows everything, right? But I think when we are probed in it, our own hearts are laid bare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we get to see, oh, we need the Lord's input. We need the Lord's guidance. Mm-hmm. We need his word to help us in reshaping and reforming the way we are looking at a particular situation. Mm-hmm. So questions help people to discover themselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they lead them to a greater truth in who God is.
You mentioned the woman at the well. That was another situation where Christ taught by asking questions. And you know what? He sought the truth in love.
Yes.
I think that's so important. He's talking to this woman and he told her, go bring your husband. Of course, he knew her situation. And because of how he approached her, she opened up her heart to give him that information and ended up being transformed.
Yes.
So it's so important for us to model him and to seek the truth in love by asking questions, not making people feel uncomfortable, not making them feel that they are beneath them or we are so super spiritual, we are perfect, we haven't had any situations in our lives, but to approach them in love to find the truth and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, help to transform their lives.
Amen, amen. Our greatest need is not merely better communication, but transformed hearts. Mm-hmm. May we become women who listen because we treasure truth and trust Christ, our strong tower. Pam, can you close us in prayer, please?
Let us pray. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness and we thank you for your patience. Father, teach us to listen more than we speak, to seek understanding, Heavenly Father, before forming opinions, and Father, to trust you above everything else. Mm-hmm. Give us discerning hearts, Lord, that pursue truth and humility and compassion. Teach us, Father, to slow down long enough to truly listen, not just with our ears, but with humble and open hearts. When we are tempted to place our security in money, in success, approval, or control, gently remind us that you are our strong tower. Help us to run to you first, trust you fully, Father, and to rest in the confidence that we are safe in your care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.